The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 3rd, 2020.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
What a beautiful morning here in Santa Rosa, California, and just such a blessed day. You know, Ken and I had a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and oh, what a disappointment that the 49ers lost. But it was a good game, except at the end. What a disappointment. But, you know, that's football. And I was amazed. It was the first time in my adult life that I ever really sat down and watched a football game. And I was just shocked to see exactly how brutal it is. Amazing. And a shout out to all those players. I mean, my goodness, the punishment they take to excite the crowds. Anyway, we have a wonderful show this morning. I'm going to have two special guests, and they're both on the phone with me. The first person that's going to come on is going to be a woman by the name of Cecile Carabin. And we had her on last week. She was the member of the Santa Rosa Together and a member of the Community Advisory Board and was instrumental in presenting the workshop that I attended on Saturday, Building Neighborhood Power. And I was so inspired by the event that I wanted to do a follow-up. I can't believe this is already February. And my goodness, what amazing time has gone by so quick. And then also joining on me on the phone is another one of my favorite people, Catherine Reinhardt, who is the manager of the Sonoma County History and Genealogy Department of Sonoma County Archives. And she serves as the chair of the Sonoma County Historical Records Commission and the Sonoma County Heritage Network. And currently she's the co-chair of the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project History and Education Committee. Wow, that's a mouthful. These are two very, very busy women, and I'm telling you, it's just great. It's just going to be great to have them. And I have a few announcements to make, but before I do that, I want to do a shout out to the North Bay Organizing Project. They did a wonderful, wonderful event that happened at the Cooperage on Airway Court here in Santa Rosa called the Rights of Mother Nature Art Show and Fundraiser. Amazing, amazing group of artists got together. All their art is just hanging on the wall. It's just incredible to see. And the most exciting thing is that you actually can purchase artwork. And I have to make a confession. I actually have three relatives in there. I have my beautiful granddaughter, Caitlin Jensen. She has a wonderful display of jars there. My son-in-law, Dave Jensen, I couldn't believe it. He did this wonderful, wonderful painting. It's a globe, like of the whole earth, and it's called One Life, and he has One Life written in all the languages of the earth. It was just an incredible thing. And then Mandy Jensen, she's like kind of like a, I would say she's a, kind of a niece of mine. She's actually my daughter's niece, but I guess I can consider her my niece. And she did some of the plants where you can actually see how plants grow. I mean, you look right in her little art project and you can see the roots and exactly what the plants are doing. Just amazing. Plus, they had this wonderful artist who did all these wonderful paintings on Frida, and just one good experience after another. So a shout out to North Bay Organizing Project for putting this on, the Rights of Mother Earth. And it recognizes ecosystems and national communities having intrinsic and legal rights to exist, thrive, regenerate, and evolve. You know, that's what we need. More understanding of our earth and more understanding as a community that we are responsible for this beautiful, beautiful earth. Well, the displays will be on display all month, the whole month of February, and it's at the Cooperage, and that's at 981 Airway Court, Unit G, here in Santa Rosa, California. Well, February is Black History Month. Amazing. I can't believe it. It seems to come and go so quickly. And before I go into talking about Black History Month, I want to say happy birthday on the 4th, which is going to be tomorrow, is Louise McCauley Parks. That's Rosa Louise McCauley Parks. She was an American activist in the civil rights movement, best known for her pivotal role in the Montgomery bus boycott. The United States Congress has called her the First Lady of Civil Rights and the Mother of the Freedom Movement. So Rosa Parks was born on February 4th, 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama, and she died on October 24th, 2005 in Detroit, Michigan. And I think it's very important that we honor her. You know, there, I have two heroes in my life. My first one, of course, is Rosa Parks for the courage it took for her to stand up against all that racism and horrors that the people in the South experienced during those times. And trust me, they'd love us to go back there. But her courage really inspired me, and also Ida B. Wells. And Ida B. Wells was also pivotal in my life. But tomorrow's going to be Rosa Parks' birthday, so happy birthday, Rosa. Well, like I said, February is Black History Month. It's an annual celebration of achievements by African Americans and a time for recognizing the central role of blacks in U.S. history. The event grew out of the Negro History Week, the brainchild of noted historian Carter G. Woodson and other prominent African Americans. And one of the things that I found that I thought was really fun, I found there was a list. They said, you know, what are the things that you can do during Black History Month? And I think we should all do this. Number one, support your black businesses. Visit the Black History or Civil Rights Museum in your local area. One of the things that you can go is you can go down to the museum here in Sonoma County on 7th Street, and they have a suffrage movement, and you can see some of the involvement that the blacks had here in our community, especially there's a group in Petaluma, and I will talk about that because they're having the whole month celebration. It's called the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development, and I have the schedule here for their events in 2020, and I'll go over that a little bit. But it's really interesting. Okay, trace your family history. You know, it's really interesting. See if you have any African American history in your family. You never know, in your own family, to just look and see what, you know, who's in my family. What is the thing that happens? I had a Ann Neal was a professor of mine at Sonoma State, and she found out that her own family owned slaves and ended up meeting somebody that actually was part of the family, was part of her family, and they were able to talk about history and talk about some of the things that happened during that time. You know, check out Black Art. See some of the history of the beautiful, beautiful paintings and beautiful materials that have come into our culture because of our African-American brothers or sister. And, you know, another thing, sign up to mentor a black child or any child for that matter. The most important thing is get involved with your community. Get to know people. And one way we can know our African-American community is through the Petaluma Blacks in Petaluma. And what's going to be happening this Friday, February 7th, there's going to be the grand opening for Black History, and that's going to be taking place at the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum on 24th Street in Petaluma. And I would really, really encourage you to attend that. And then on Sunday, February 9th, I'm really excited about it. I have my fingers crossed. I would love to meet this woman, Dr. Kim D. Hester Williams. Dr. Williams is a professor of English and American Multicultural Studies at Sonoma State University. She teaches 19th century American literature, African American literature and culture, and women's literature in the United States. She serves as an affiliate in the faculty in the Women and Gender Studies here and the Film Studies program at Sonoma State. And that's going to be happening at the All New Christian Fellowship at 1310 Clegg Street in Petaluma. And I'll tell you, most of us don't know how much the African-American women were involved during the suffrage movement. And it was very sad that they were unable to get the vote because it was a toss-up between all women getting the vote and African-American, or just men getting the vote, and all of a sudden the decision came down to African-American women were not given the vote. So it's very, very interesting. And I think it's important to celebrate months like this, to celebrate. Our history is our strength. And when we understand what has happened historically, trust me, it gives us more strength. And also, it lets us know some of the mistakes that we've made. Well, my final announcement, I hope it's my final announcement. Boy, lots going on here in this community and in San Francisco, too. And if anybody knows, I'm really having a hard time finding dates. But, you know, in Valentine's Day, February 14th, that's when we have the 1 Billion Rising, which was the dance, it was like kind of flash dances where women got out in the street and danced for peace and dance against violence. And this year, we're having an annual celebration here in Petaluma. But I don't know of any events that are going on in any other area. So if anybody knows of any events that I could announce about the 1 Billion Rising and even the Vagina Monologues, who is also written by Eve Ansler, please email me at Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, at womenspaces.com and let me know what's going on. Well, February is Black History Month, and it's also Valentine's Month, and it's also the month of 1 Billion Rising, and when typically speaking, the Vagina Monologues will be presented in different areas across the country. But right here in Petaluma, you know, my dear friend of mine, she just makes sure that I know every year, and I'm really sorry, I'm trying to get them on the air, and we just had a little bit of confusion here, but look, I'm going to announce it, and also I'm going to play the song Break the Chain, which was written for 1 Billion Rising. Well, anyway, they're going to be doing the 1 Billion Rising and the Vagina Monologues on Valentine's Day, February 14th, that's 2020. You know, and not only are we celebrating the Vagina Monologues and also 1 Billion Rising, but, you know, 2020, we are celebrating 100 years since women, I hate this, were given the right to vote. I mean, we should have had it from day one, but, you know, at least we got it some, 150 years after we became a country, but at least we got it. It took us 72 years to get the vote. And the shame of it at all is so many women don't vote. And some of the women that we voted in don't vote for women. I mean, it's very, very interesting. But hopefully things like 1 Billion Rising and the Vagina Monologues bring us back to our senses that as women that we need to stand up. We need to speak for ourselves. So it's going to be at the Kaleidoscope Cabaret. I love that. Kaleidoscope Cabaret at 927 Petaluma Boulevard North in Petaluma. There's going to be a free workshop from 5 to 7. Then the Vagina Monologues will be on from 7:30 to 9. And it's going to be a great, great performance. And you can go to, it's a large email. And what I'll do is when you go on, if you're interested in finding out the information, just go on to, where do we go on to? womenspaces.com, womenspaces.com. And they're going to have a vision rising, and that really looks really exciting. It looks very exciting. So that's going to be February 14th, and that's going to be from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Kaleidoscope Cabaret in Petaluma. Boy, it's going to be a fun thing. And then one last thing I want folks to do. This is a little bit ahead of the scope. You know, we're talking about a conference that's happening in April. But what happens is more people, I know for myself, I have to plan a few months ahead or otherwise, forget it. I don't make it because calendars do fill up. Excuse me. And so what's going to be happening on April 17th at the Santa Rosa JC Petaluma campus, co-presented again by the North Bay Organizing Project. They are really, really big in doing things. It's called We the Future Social Justice. We the Future Social Justice Conference. And the theme is Citizen 2020, Power in Numbers, Exploring Citizenship and Non-Citizenship, Franchise and Disenfranchisement, Cultural and Global Citizenship, counting, being counted, and being heard. That's a lot. That is really a lot. But, you know, it's so important. You know, there's an old saying, you know, I remember when I went to school, I think in kindergarten, Mrs. Warwick, it's funny how you never forget these things. But she wrote on my report card, Elaine should understand that children should be seen and not heard. And, you know, I think a lot of women heard that. You know, be quiet. Don't make any noise. Don't make a fuss. You know, don't get in trouble. You know, be quiet. And I think the time has come where we need to step up and we need to step out. And it's very important, conferences like this that are happening on April 17th, or even going to this art exhibit, it's people coming together and having an opportunity to talk and to share their feelings and to share their experiences. Because we're not in this place alone, you know. And I really loved, you know, it was interesting when I was looking at the art piece that my son-in-law, David Jensen, drew. And he had one life, we're one life, we're one species, but the earth, we only have one earth. Not only do we only given one life, I mean, we don't know if there's reincarnation. None of us have ever been able to come back and tell us, hey, this is what happens. We live in this great mystery. But the beauty of it is, in this mystery, there's so much diversity. And there's so many different types of people, different types of plants, different types of animals. And a beautiful blue sky and all this mystery that we live in. Why can't we learn to live together in peace? I mean, it just mind boggles me. It really does. Especially when you realize how many languages there are and how many different opportunities we have to meet different cultures and be with different in different situations. Well, that's a lot to think about. But, you know, I like to think that's what Women's Spaces is about. It gives us a lot to think about. It really does. Well, we're going to take a musical break. And in honor of Eve Ansler, in honor of Break the Chains, in honor of 1 Billion Rising, in honor of the Vagina Monologue, we're going to play the theme song for those whole events, and it's called Break the Chain. And I'm going to play the whole song, so listen to it very, very carefully. And when we come back, for our next segment, joining on the phone will be Cecile Carabin, who's a member of the Santa Rosa Together and also a member of the Community Advisory Board. And she's going to talk about a program that I had the honor of going to this Saturday, Building Neighborhood Power. But first, let's listen to Break the Chains.
On my knees, I pray. I'm not afraid anymore. I will walk
Whoa. Boy, that woke me up this morning. What a great song that is. A special shout out to Eve Ansler. You know, she's a wonderful actress, poet, activist, has done so much in the name of women, in the name of violence against women. It's just amazing. And one of the things that they talk about, what's happening in Petaluma, they say, we're going to have a vision rising. We rise to end violence against women and children. Boy, if only we could do that, folks. Well, for you just joining, you are listening to KBBS 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holt. And without further ado, I want to introduce my first guest joining me on the phone, Cecile Carabin. Good morning, Cecile. Good morning, and welcome once again to Women's Spaces.
Good morning. I'm very pleased to be invited back to speak.
Well, you know, we had you on last week, and, you know, give us a little bit of background. Tell us a little bit about Cecile, you know, maybe one or two things. I know you have a master's degree, and just talk a little bit about yourself, Cecile.
Okay, so the work so my passion is community engagement, and I work as a organization development facilitator. I work for St. Joseph Health. They do a lot of like sort of leadership and enrichment programs that I got involved in. And I do a lot of work. I often work with nonprofits, but I do a lot of work for community engagement as well.
Well, you're part of this Santa Rosa Together, which gave the seminar, which I thought was just, and I want to do a shout out also to Renee Riggs and to all the folks, all the volunteers. I mean, it was amazing when I was at the workshop and all the people that stood up that helped put this together. So a shout out, you know, it was truly a community event. But even though we talked about it last week, give us a little background again about what Santa Rosa Together is and what this whole idea behind building neighborhood power is.
Okay, so we are a diverse group of, we're all nonpartisan, all volunteers, and we're committed to finding ways to strengthen our local democracy. So we do think everybody should have a voice and a role in neighborhoods, communities, and now districts. And we want to find common ground that where we can work together. So we decided that, and we hold forums. They're meant to be quarterly, but we, you know, we are a small group. So I'd say we average about three a year. And for this forum, we partnered with Sonoma Intersections and with the City of Santa Rosa to bring Jim Deers, who is used to be the director of neighborhoods in Seattle. And we had been working with him. He did a Zoom at our last forum. And that was, you know, like a Skype call or a Zoom call. And he spoke for about a half hour and was inspiring to people there. So we thought, next step, we need to bring him here.
Well, I have to say that he kept us awake. he was not only interesting, he was not only charming, but he really had a level of a passion for what he believed could happen in neighborhoods. And we need to do a shout out for him because I've done seminars myself, and I have to say I was real impressed. One of the things that I want to just go over really quickly, to give our folks just a little bit of an idea, you know, when I walked into the seminar, I had no idea what it was going to be about or what some of the information. And what I walked away with was there was a list that went up and that people need to really be aware is the power of community. You know, the community can care for the earth. They can care for one another. We can help prevent crimes. We can respond to disasters, strengthen democracy, promote health, instill happiness, create great places, and advance social justice. And when I saw that list, for some reason, all of a sudden, I didn't feel powerless anymore. I saw that there were so many different areas that community could help one another. So what I'd like you to do is talk a little bit about, you know, here's all these great ideas that you brought forward. How many people actually showed up? And what would you say the workshop was really about? It was trying to impress, to make people aware of some of these powers.
Okay, so we had about 100 people outside of Santa Rosa Together that showed up, which for us, that's our largest forum to date.
That's a big group.
And yeah, it felt even bigger, didn't it?
Yeah, for Saturday. Well, for a Saturday morning, I counted. You got 100. I counted about 175. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was counting. I went outside and counted when people were outside. I went all over, and I came up with that. But so we go from between 100 and 175, but it was a huge group.
It was, and so I do. So not only do I want to shout out for Jim Deers, who. We heard him on the phone, and we, like, rushed him the last time he came. He showed up. Well, he was present at our forum, even if it was by phone and by video. And he was so dynamic in person that you're absolutely right. He kept us on our toes, didn't he?
Kept us awake.
He did. And then I also want to name, we went to David Guin, who is the assistant city manager and the director of planning and economic development in the city. And we asked him if they would become a partner with us in this project, because we're a small group, so we need as much help as possible. And he didn't hesitate. So they got us space. He and, at the time, the acting interim director of community engagement, Jason Carter, they actually made sure we got the space. And so we didn't have to pay for that, which was huge. And then we got grant money. So I just wanted to let you know about that before
I
went on.
I think it's important, you know. But the most important thing for people to realize is not that the city supported us so much as the willingness of the people to go to the city and say, hey, we've got this, to not be afraid to ask, you know. And that's another thing about grant writing, you know. You do the research, and what you're doing is asking. You're asking for support, and that's very, very important. Well, what were some of the challenges that you met, and what were some of the things that people walked away with?
Okay, so we're involved in a bottom-up effort, right? So I think I've mentioned in the beginning, it takes tenacity, because when we started doing our forums, I think outside of SRT, probably 4 or 5 people showed up, and they were, you know, friends and people who are always doing this work.
Right.
So it starts very small, but you can't give up, right? And so our goal is to build, right, to build on this process. And we really want people to be able to share with each other. That's one of the goals, is just come together and share what's happening in your neighborhood. We also wanted to bring, we want to get people used to speaking with city staff and to know that they're open to it. So we always invite city staff, and they always come. And we don't want people to wait until they're angry about something. So another goal is to bring people together to talk before because we all get angry. There's a place for protest in a democracy. That's fine. But we also, in a democracy, work at things. And when we do that and become involved, we're less angry and we're more able to get things done, and we understand how government works. So, and finally, a goal is to take action somehow and advance the bottom-up effort.
Well, I know there was a lot of information covered, and it would be impossible on this, on our small little show, to go over it. You know, what, maybe if you could just, there's two things I'd like you to do. Do you have any suggestions to folks, maybe one or two things that they can do? And how can people get this information?
Okay. So I will share an example of what somebody, you know, Jim's, his presentation had so many inspiring stories. Wouldn't you agree that?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
What people in Seattle accomplished is pretty inspiring.
Well, actually, you know, I'm very familiar with Seattle, because Seattle actually is the birth of the whole Go Local movement.
And that's right.
Oh yeah, you know, they've really been, when we brought Go Local here into Sonoma County, we were very much influenced by the people in Seattle, and you know, I even went to workshops. So they kind of seem like they're a very progressive state. So go ahead, continue with that. You know, we're coming close to the end of the segment. So
okay,
you can,
So I should say that we're a small group. We don't have a big social media. What I will do is I'm going to share my email. So if people want to understand, or if they even want to see the slides that Jim is opening up for all of us to see, which shares a lot of the stories from Seattle, I'll give you my email address at the end. But one of the examples that they did in Seattle was one neighborhood felt that climate change was important for them to deal with. Now, that's a big topic, right? So they said to themselves, we want to do something about climate change. What can we do? Well, they started with one garden at a time. And Jim shows many examples. I think there was something like, my memory is that they created 24 within a year throughout Seattle, not just in their neighborhood. And so they're dealing with climate change by creating spaces that are sitting there doing, you know, maybe where people are using them and dumping and throwing garbage. You turn them into a garden and that doesn't happen anymore. And not only that, they engaged hundreds of volunteers to be able to do it.
Well, he went one step further. He went. Mm-hmm. The thing that impressed me about that one garden at a time was the fact that he said is that when you come together to garden, come together working with the earth, all of a sudden you start talking to each other. And before you know it, you start sharing, and it becomes more powerful that you, all of a sudden you have a collective voice, not only an individual voice. And I thought that was really, really very inspiring to me, that it's through our actions that we come together, and in coming together, we learn about each other, and then we can move forward. Well, just one last thought I like before you give your email address. Mm-hmm. What did you walk away with it? I mean, what was the biggest moment for you?
All right. So I really thrive on the energy and that people, if I see people getting excited and motivated. And so for me, I am now hopeful that things can move forward. There is one idea that I like, and it has to do with the food and the gardens. We're foodies, right, in Sonoma County? Well, I was talking to a colleague of mine on SRT who's is on the Board of Education in his district, and he would love to get good food in the schools. Now, it's difficult, but they managed to do that in Seattle. And so that's something I want to move forward and find a school that's willing to incorporate local produce into the, you know, in the food that they're giving to children.
Well, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like you got an inspiring idea and you're acting on it. And I just think
that's
it's
right.
Amazing. But that's what happens when folks gather. So go ahead, Cecile, go ahead and give us your email. And by contacting Cecile, she will be able to direct you to slides and to other information about this very important program about how to build better neighborhoods. And also, for the folks here in Sonoma County, there is an organization called the Community Advisory Board that if you should check out, you can go on their website. It's just Community Advisory Board Sonoma County. And you can find out all the different grants they give for to help you in your community to do block parties and stuff like that.
That's right. It's the Community Advisory Board of the City of Santa Rosa.
That's
and
right.
They're public meetings. Anybody can show up.
Right, and find out. I mean, there's so, you know, oftentimes we sit in front of our televisions and complain when there's a whole world going on outside of our homes that so many wonderful things are going on. So go ahead. Let's hear your email.
All right, I'm going to spell it out.
Go ahead.
As you know, my name is a bit complicated. So it's a dot Cecile dot Querubin @gmail.com. And my name is Cecile Carabin.
Well, And not to worry, folks, if you didn't have a pencil or pen, because all you have to do is go on Women's Spaces, www.womenspaces.com, and we will have all the information for you. Well, Cecile, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on and to giving us, and for all the work, and a shout out to all your volunteers that work so hard to put this wonderful event on. I want to thank you so much for being on Women's Spaces again.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you for coming, and we are absolutely, it was a collaborative effort.
Beautiful.
So thank you for that.
Thank you, Cecile, and wishing you a wonderful, wonderful day. Well,
thank you.
So much going on in our community. We're so lucky. I mean, come on, guys, get involved. You know, sometimes it looks really dreary out there, but boy, when you join an organization or you do something that you feel is good for yourself and the community, there's nothing like it. Well, we're going to take a musical break now, and, you know, we're going to bring one of my favorite people on, Catherine Reinhardt, and she works at the, she's the manager of the Sonoma County History and Genealogy Department, which is part of our Sonoma County Library System. So we're going to play a song, Library Magic, and when we come back on, we'll have Catherine, and we'll have a wonderful, wonderful conversation about all the things that are going on here in our county around the 100th anniversary since us women got the vote. So here we go, Library Magic, sung by Head and Heart.
Drawn to that sort of library magic, whispering through the dusty aisles, watching all the thinkers read, trying to keep a grown man quiet. It's like pulling teeth on a winter's eve, cracks and poles in unfamiliar roads. I'm on this one to find out. As you guess, and brothers harass, can't stay up, be in the cloud of eyes, listening to my every move, just trying to survive. Self-imposed adventure that selfishness drives. I can barely keep my head above the blue, trying to keep it off me and you. But I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me, God, I've been for this chapter's read. There will always be better days. Making music is what we do, trying to weave the patterns for me and you, trying to make the grasses breathe and the grown man cry. Truth in life is where I gleam, tangled up in a funnel's wind, trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking, trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking. I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me that I've been for this chapter's read. There will always be better days. There will always be better days. Being alone isn't lonely, sought after like a holiday. Being home is my vacation, postcard dreams of a full-size bed. The band went too many times. Serious enough to get a rise. Get up in the next morning for another drive. That's a promise, the best advice we ever received is for you and me to stay together. It's easy to begin and hard to end. I'm just glad to go through it all with you as friends. I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's ride. There will always be better days. There will always be better days. There will always be better days.
There will always be better days. Library Magic. I love that song. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and without further ado, joining me on the phone is one of my favorite people, Catherine Reinhardt. Welcome, Catherine. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Oh,
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning. Happy to be here.
I just love that song, Library Magic. It just wakes us all up. You know, it just says. Well, before we begin, I'd like to tell folks just a little bit about you. Catherine, is that okay? Catherine J. Reinhart received her Master's of Arts in degree in history from Sonoma State University in 1994. For the past 21 years, she has worked on various positions within the fields of cultural resource management and historic preservation. Wow, that's a lot, Catherine. Since 2002, Catherine has been employed by Sonoma County Library, where she is the current manager of the Sonoma County History and Genealogy Department and Sonoma County Archive. She serves as chair of the Sonoma County Historical Records Commission and the Sonoma County Heritage Network and is currently the co-chair of the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project History and Education Committee. And that's how I met Catherine from that committee. Well, welcome. Anyway, Catherine, before we start, give us a little background. Look at this record you have. How did you get involved in this and what inspired you? You know, can you go back as far as you want? What inspired you to be working in the library? And what is the Sonoma County History and Genealogy Library?
Okay, well, history. I've always loved history since I was a kid. I think it was my father who got me interested in the topic. And then when it came time for me to go to college, I didn't actually go to college right out of high school. I was a legal secretary for a period of time and then realized that there might be something to this whole college thing. So I was lucky. I was able to go to the Santa Rosa Junior College, and lucky too, and that I was able to just follow my passion, my interest in history, and focus on that as far as my studies went. And that has kind of carried me through. And I've been really fortunate with landing a position here at the Sonoma County Library, where I'm actually a historian, not a librarian, but I get to be in a library that I spend my days helping people research their own individual histories as well as the history of their communities, and so much more. So,
well, you know,
and I've been involved for years with the Petaluma Museum as a volunteer. So,
well, people also, you know, as far as history goes, I mean, here we are, Sonoma County. We are the hub of actually women's history, you know, started here in our own county. How has that influenced you? And here we are coming up into 2020 with we are at the 100th anniversary. There's so many things going on. How is that? How did that affect you?
How did getting involved in the centennial celebration affect me?
Right, and also knowing that here you're actually head of the department that's really supporting the effort that has gone on for years here in Sonoma County.
It's wonderful. You know, we're the Sonoma County History and Genealogy Library. We're in a separate building, and that is quite unique. Many public libraries will have a history room or a genealogy collection that's incorporated into a branch. But to have our own facility and a staff of five is quite remarkable. The idea behind it started when the new, quote-unquote, new library, the new Santa Rosa Library branch in downtown was constructed in 1967, the Sonoma County Genealogical Society saw this as an opportunity to have a presence. And so they occupied a room upstairs in the main branch. But then by 1994, the interest in the subject of local history and genealogy had grown to such a degree, and the collection had grown, that the whole thing moved next door into what we call the Annex. It's a building that for many years we shared with the Adult Literacy Program, and it just continues to grow. And of course, we're thankful, too. The entire library system is thankful to Measure Y funding. This was the tax measure that Sonoma County voters passed in November 2015, that has really generated a lot of funding so that we can offer more services, be open more hours, and offer more programs and do more outreach, which would be things like being involved in the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. Yeah. I had the privilege, and I mean it really was a privilege, to be at the opening of the event at the downtown Sonoma County Museum. Amazing. Did you participate? Was that a lot of your participation in there?
Well, we participated in that, you know, some of the materials that the library has here, we loaned them to the museum and helped a little bit by providing historic images. Although the museum has quite a fabulous photo collection of their own, the library has its own collection and they don't always overlap. Sonoma County Library has over 45,000 historic images that are accessible online. So their history curator there, the brains behind the exhibit, Eric Stanley, was able to just go online, find some pictures that they didn't have that he wanted to use in the exhibit. So we supported the museum in that effort for the things that they put together, which I have to say is a wonderful exhibit, and I really encourage folks to check it out. It's up until September 13th, so you have plenty of time.
It's absolutely fabulous. I know we have a poster on Women's Spaces talking about it, so if anybody wants to find out all the exact information, just go to www.womenspaces.com. And also, while I have you on the air, I want to do a big thank you. I mean, I'm part of, you know, I'm the president for the National Organization for Women, the Sonoma County chapter, and we put out that calendar, and thank you and your assistant for helping us in making sure that we had the majority of the facts straight. So it was a wonderful, wonderful endeavor. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in 2020 here in Sonoma County and across, you know, I would say that across the country, many, many cities and states are also doing collaborations and celebrations just like this. But talk a little bit about, I know there's a committee, I know that you're part of it, I know that you're co-chair, and I know that Leslie Graves, I've had her on. Talk a little bit about some of the events that are going to be happening and why you think it's so important, as women particularly, and men and children, everybody should be celebrating this event and really looking at what it took for women to get the vote.
Yeah, so since I'm speaking as a library employee, I'll start with what the library has coming up in terms of the celebration. Coming up on February 15th, in partnership with the League of Women Voters, we have author Robert Cooney, Jr., speaking about his book, Winning the Vote, The Triumph of the American Women's Suffrage Movement, which is an amazing book. This should really be a required textbook for every high school history class across the country, in my opinion. But he'll be speaking at the Rohnert Park Library on February 15th at 10:30. And February, you mentioned earlier in the show, you know, obviously we have the Valentine's Day and other things, Black History Month, but it's also, February is the 100th anniversary of the League of Women Voters.
Ooh.
Their actual anniversary is Valentine's Day. And then February 15th would have been Susan B. Anthony's 200th birthday. So a lot going on there. But Mr. Cooney will be speaking, and then he'll also be selling copies of his book, which could do a little commercial here. Normally sell for $50 a piece, but if you buy four, you get them for $30 each. But there also will be refreshments and possibly a surprise visitor from the way back day, so to speak. So that's February 15th, Rohnert Park Library. And then on March, we've got so many things happening here.
Well,
March is Women's History Month. But on the 14th, the League of Women Voters and the Windsor Library have teamed up to have a film screening, California Win the Vote. So there's those two things going on at the library. And then locally, as you mentioned, there's the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project has a website and a Facebook page, and you can see all the workshops and discussions and exhibits and author events and marches. There are also on February 15th is the Cloverdale Citrus Fair Parade, and you will see the suffrage centennial represented there with folks marching. And then nationally, yes, it is exhausting. And for that, since we're limited on time, I would say go to the National Women's History Alliance website. And that, people may know that as the National Women's History Project, which was established here in Sonoma County 40 years ago. So there you go.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but one of my claim to fame is that Molly McGregor, who was one of the co-founders, and yes, I went to Sonoma State together. And also, just one last thing I want to talk about in March is that a shout-out again to Leslie Graves is going to be doing the Rosie Rally, honoring Rosie, honoring Rosie the Riveter. I mean, I can't wait. You know, when I was at the women's marches, the women's march, they had a few of the Rosies there, and they were just amazing. Well, Catherine, we are coming to the end of this segment, and any last things that you'd like to say, you know, and how can people get in contact with you, and what do you need any help, or is there any call out for volunteers or anything that can help with some of the celebrations that you might be aware of?
Well, there's a lot of questions there. So in terms of getting a hold of me, I can be reached by phone at the library at 707-308-3212, and that's our main line, so you may speak with me or one of my colleagues. And then we have a general email address, history@sonomalibrary.org. And then we have a Facebook page, Sonoma County History and Genealogy Library, where you'll find lots of information about what we're doing, as well as links to our e-newsletter. As far as what people can do to celebrate the centennial, I mean, I think taking advantage of all the educational opportunities that exist throughout the county, the library and elsewhere, exhibits, lectures, panel discussions, participate in a parade. And then you asked about, do we need anything? Well, if you are an experienced researcher and writer, we would love to see you here in the library. We've researched a number of people who played a role in the local suffrage movement, and we want to take that to the next step, actually writing about and publishing them on our blog and sharing them elsewhere. So if that's of interest, please let me know. And then again, make sure to check out the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project, because there's lots of things, there's other ways you can get involved, but that's the place to look for the broader picture.
Well, Catherine Reinhart, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on Women's Spaces and for all the work that you're doing. It's just it's wonderful. I mean, it gives me so much inspiration and encouragement, and I want to thank you for that. And a reminder to my listeners, everything that Catherine listed will be on Women's Spaces at www.womenspaces.com. So thank you, Catherine, and have a wonderful day, and we'll see you in some of these celebrations. I can't wait for the parades and all the different things that are going to be happening. We have a lot to be proud of, but, you know, it doesn't stop here. We have to keep moving
Definitely
forward.
Not.
So thank you so much, and wishing you a wonderful day.
Thank you, Elaine. Take care.
You take care, too, my
Bye-bye.
Friend. Well, that's it for our show. My goodness. A reminder, tell your friends that Women's Spaces will be aired tonight at 11 p.m. That's this evening. And I want to say a special thank you to Cecile Carabin, a member of the Santa Rosa Together, a member of the Community Advisory Board, and instrumental in presenting the workshop I attended on Saturday called Building Neighborhood
power. Just amazing. A special thank you to Catherine Reinhardt, manager of the Sonoma County History and Genealogy Department at Sonoma County Archives. And also, she serves as the chair and the co-chair on the Women's Suffrage Project History and Education Committee. May God, women are changing the world. They always have. You know, a reminder, my friends, the children are our future. You know, history, our history is our strength, because it gives us a picture of the past, and our children are the future. And we have to start looking at both things. It's very, very important. You know, I listened to some of this stuff about, we don't want to do this because we want to take care of the children. We don't want to do that because we want to take care of the children. Well, I say, let's start really taking care of the children, ending wars and starting to put that money into education, into Medicare, into all the different things that we can do on this planet. You know, I want to remind everybody that all our programs are archived on www.womenspaces.com. This is Elaine B. Holtz. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
As a woman in your life, and a woman in your life, and a woman in your life is you.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 3rd, 2020.